Martine Wright, a woman who lost both her legs in the bombings, and she lost three quarters of her blood in the Aldgate attack in 2005, was one of the last people to be pulled alive from that train. Martine Wright joins us now. Hello, Martine.
Hello.
Hello. Yes. Thank you for joining us. Now, I sort of read off those sort of details about you almost casually, and it's just unbelievably traumatic and terrible events that you went through. But you have described yourself as one of the lucky people on that day. And tell us why you consider yourself today to be a very lucky lady.
I'm proud to say I'm part of the Great Britain sitting volleyball team. And we got a huge decision yesterday from the BPA, the British Paralympic Association, confirming that as a team, we can take up the host nation place
in
London 2012 Paralympics.
So from being somebody who, you know, you came so close to losing your life back in 2005, and 7 years later, you're going to be representing our country proudly as a member of the Paralympic volleyball team in 2012. I mean, that's a magnificent, extraordinary achievement. Can you tell us a little bit of your journey from 2005 to today, and how you have made that extraordinary change in your life after losing, as I said, both legs in the bombings?
I mean, you know, there's been good times and bad times, ups and downs. I'm sure anyone out there who knows of someone who's been through something traumatic, you know, it takes a while to sort of deal with it all. But you know, with the support of my family and fantastic medical staff and you know, things like that, I managed to sort of come through. And as you mentioned at the beginning of the interview, you know, I have always regarded myself as lucky. You know, I there's no getting away from I was unlucky to actually get on the carriage I got on. Mm. But I was so lucky to survive. You know, 52 people that day weren't as lucky as me. And as a result of that, I remember the day that I was in hospital and found out about how many people had died. And that was a sort of turning point for me. And I vowed that I would pretty much grab every opportunity I could, really, because I could, you know. And, you know, I had that choice. I still had my life. So I think that's what really spurred me on, and I've had huge opportunities. You know, I've learned to fly planes in South Africa, and you know, I've skied and jumped out of planes. And
hold on a minute, I've got two working legs, and I don't do any of that.
it just obviously makes you look at life in a very different way,
yes.
I think. And you know, I've been so lucky to have those opportunities, but. But now this is something else, you know. Back in 2009, I really wanted to sort of feel the ambition and the drive that I used to feel in the job that I used to do, but unfortunately I couldn't carry on doing it. Mm. And I've always been quite sporty, and I looked at sport as maybe a potential to give me that back. And
were you always a keen volleyball player or any other particular sport?
Not volleyball. I've never ever played volleyball. You know, I was very sporty at school and university and things like that, but I think, like a lot of Londoners, you know, you end up working, you know, two longer hours. So, you know, I used to play tennis quite a lot and go to the gym and things, but I was quite detached from the sport world. But I knew that I had that competitiveness.
I suppose also, when you suddenly didn't have the option of doing it, as I said, you were on that train in Aldgate, you were one of the last people to be pulled alive, you owed your life to it. It was an off-duty policewoman, wasn't it? Elizabeth Kenworthy, who applied a makeshift tourniquet to stem your bleeding. You spent 9 months undergoing very serious major operations at the Royal London Hospital, and you had to learn to walk again at Queen Mary's Hospital in Roehampton. I mean, it's been a very, very long journey. I suppose when you suddenly have that physical freedom and choice taken away from you, it then becomes something you realise how much you want.
Completely. I think you've got to look at your new life, you know. You've got to look at new dreams and new goals. I knew I had to carve some sort of, you know, life for myself. And I truly can sit here now and say that, you know, my life is more enriched now, I think, than what it was pre-77. you know, and regarding the journey as well, I mean, maybe lots of people might remember that the day before the bombings happened, it was announced that London, you know, my hometown, would actually host the Olympics and Paralympics in 2012. And, you know, that was the last working memory I had. I was jumping up and down in celebration. And then the next day, for London to go from such a high to such a low, I mean, I do feel like there's a connection there between me losing my leg, being involved in the London bombing, and maybe me, I was always meant to do this journey. I was always meant to go to the Paralympics. I mean, I know that sounds a bit funny.
It doesn't at all. It sounds, but, yeah.
You know.
It sounds like it's given you a purpose. And can I ask, are we going to be cheering you on getting a medal on the day, do you think?
Well, the next stage is, I mean, the team have worked so hard, and as I said, we're so proud of what we've achieved so far, and the BPA have said yes, you know, the GB sitting volleyball team can go to the Paralympics. The next big thing is who's going to be selected. That's the next one. So at the moment, we get on brilliantly, the team get on brilliantly, but this is where the hard work starts.
This is when you all start competing with each
other
to get on
we
the
all
team.
Need to start competing with each other and things like that. And then we find out probably the beginning of June, not until then.
Who's actually on the final team? Oh, well, we wish you the very best of luck. Can I ask you just one final question? We are debating right now about the possible privatisation of the 999 emergency call centre for the Fire Brigade. And I don't want to involve you in the politics of that. That's not your place. You're an athlete now. You're an elite athlete. You're not a politician. But how what's your emotional, your feeling about the 999, the sort of fire and rescue service that obviously helped get you to where you are today by getting you out of that train alive?
Well, I mean, as you've just said, I would not be here without the help of the fire brigade and the paramedics. You know, it was the fire brigade that cut me out so I could actually leave the train. And they have done a fantastic job. And what they had to deal with that day and every day of their life, my hat's off, you know, and I owe them everything, as well as Liz.
Well, indeed. And on behalf of all of us, our hat's off to you. That's Martine Wright.